Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
This is the America we all once knew. America the beautiful. God shed His grace on thee. My. That last part was, "And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea." And that's where America has gone wrong, folks. The good has disappeared from sea to shining sea. And so much corruption has taken over, especially in the government. Let's praise the Lord, though, because that's what we should do. And welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up the end days truth, the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead, Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. It's up to you, my listeners, as this program is listener-supported. That's the only way it can stay on the air. Saturday mornings at 9:30 a.m., went off the air because it was not supported. So you may think your giving, no matter how small, to support one program is pointless. But your giving does, my friends, make a big, big difference, no matter how small, even a dollar. And it helps keep that one program to be on the air. My, oh my, God bless you. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. James chapter 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Watchman comment, my. That verse is so straightforward and self-explanatory, but let's crack it open to learn more. That word adulterers here carries the meanings one who is faithless towards God, one who is ungodly, while the word adulteresses here carries the meaning to also be faithless to God, but also to be unclean, to be apostate. An apostate, for those who might not know, what that means is to be a renegade, which is a person who abandons one religion for another. Let me say clearly that loving Jesus Christ is not a religion. It is a relationship through faith in the redeeming blood shed at the cross of Calvary. You are not a renegade if you left religion for a Christ relationship. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the true truth. The word enmity denotes a strong, settled feeling of hatred, whether concealed or displayed, a bitter attitude or feeling, hostility, antagonism. An antagonist, then, is a person who opposes or competes with another. I used to have some of those call this program, like this guy back on January 18th. The audio includes my answer to him at that time.
New Brunswick, Canada. And I have a couple comments about the show. You talk funny, but you don't sing so good. And the reason you don't have more sponsors is because we're taught not to cast pearls before swine.
Well, that's quite true, that verse. So I would suggest to you that you turn this program off and you don't listen to it again, so I won't cast my pearls before the swine. Maranatha. How on second thought? Anathema, Maranatha. Yeah, boy, it takes all kinds in this world, doesn't it? Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's prepare tonight on this True Truth program for those trials that are ahead of us, that they will not defeat us as we proclaim, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1, 2.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
As it was in the beginning, so it is now. In the time that you live in, says the Lord. For signs are now once more happening upon the earth. Old diseases that once were and were fought and cured are arising again. New diseases also shall come, diseases of man's own doing. I have not brought these, man has brought them upon himself. And upon the earth, rumblings once more are happening. Volcanoes that were so silent for so long, as were the diseases, will awake and renew. Even before they awake, earthquakes will be felt. Tremors here and tremors there. Not just one or two, but many. Many at one time. Though small, soon large tremors will happen. Earthquakes, famines, diseases, says the Lord.
That was not prophesied recently. That was prophesied a while back. And I put it on because it is being fulfilled in today's news.
For what is the mark of my prophet, saith the Father God? The mark is this, that the things he prophesies will come to pass, saith the Lord.
My. Now a True Truth prophecy quick Bible study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. And of course, as I always say on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Acts chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, King James Version, of course, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Watchman comment, this verse very clearly shows there are two baptisms. A physical baptism and a spiritual baptism. First, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then, when Paul had laid his hands upon them, and by the subsequent laying out of Paul's hands, after they were physically baptized, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. I added nothing here. I just explained the existing scripture verses in Acts chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. So, my friends, do not be an antagonist and speak with enmity towards God's holy word. For I am sure some of you listening right now have been taught false church doctrines of men about tongues and prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 38 through 40. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. Again, that is original, holy King James Scripture. I added nothing. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. Anonymous from Ohio, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent a wow, walk on water love gift. And I bless Anonymous for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without that love offering, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that's the true truth. Amen. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to bless Anonymous, Lord, who made your program possible tonight. You know who he is, Lord, and you sent him over to Israel. Keep him safe and return him safely home to his family. Amen. And let him do a mighty work while he's there. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah, amen. That's what this program is all about. Triumphing over them in it, in the Spirit of the Lord. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Antichrist? Fraud? World leader? First Lady Michelle Obama depicted the president as her kindred spirit in a primetime address that made the political case her husband is also a kindred spirit for all Americans. Watchman comment, that could be a reference to being the spirit of Jesus, who was the kinsman redeemer. Will we see the Antichrist revealed after this election? If Obama wins? Could be. Continuing. Marriage equality is perhaps the most convoluted canard of our time. Underneath the hood of the homosexual revolution churns the most serious avoidable health problems of our time. The majority of our most dangerous sexual diseases emanate from the homosexual revolution and are transmitted to wives, infants, children, and men of LGBTQ individuals who are most often bisexual. Bisexuals are the majority of the LGBTQ movement. Approximately 1.8% to 4% of Americans are bisexual. This broad gateway infects unsuspecting heterosexual Americans with serious or fatal diseases. The impact to heterosexual women is the most serious. 70% of HIV infections in women are attributed to heterosexual contact, not homosexual, heterosexual, which means woman to man, not woman to woman. The impact of homosexuality on the rest of us can no longer be ignored. Continuing, Iran, Hezbollah establishes training bases in Nicaragua, Central America. Iran has established a training base in northern Nicaragua near the border with Honduras that is used by Hezbollah. Israel Radio is reporting. Sources estimate that the trainees are preparing for retaliatory attacks against the U.S. and Israeli targets in the event of a military strike on Iran's nuclear facilities, the Israel Radio report said. Watchman comment, Nicaragua, my friends, is south of the America, easily breached border, southern border, below Mexico in Central America, which is above South America, within striking distance of our southern U.S. border. Continuing, Pentagon robot can run faster than the fastest human. Robotics professor warns that DARPA droids will be used to kill people. In its ongoing quest to develop a robot that can chase down human prey, the Department of Defense now has a robot that can run faster than the fastest human on the planet. The quadruped robot, which means four legs, dubbed the Cheetah by developers Boston Dynamics Incorporated, recently set a new world record as the fastest moving robot in the world by running at a speed of 28.3 miles per hour. The robot smashed its own previous land speed record of 18 miles per hour, which was set only 6 months ago. Watchman comment, I watched the video. And when it got over 28.3 miles per hour, it crashed itself. Hallelujah. That's what they need to do. Put it in the crusher for cars. Amen? Continuing. Feds say mobile phone location data not constitutionally protected. The Barack Hussein Obama administration told the federal court that the public has no reasonable expectation of privacy in cell phone location data, and hence the authorities may obtain documents detailing a person's movements from wireless carriers without a probable cause warrant. Watchman comment, you think that that innocent SIM card that lives in your cell phone you carry all the time is a fun toy? Well, so do those 666 folks who are tracking you. That's why I right now carry an older, no SIM card cell phone. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Federal immigration agents file suit against Janet Napolitano's dream amnesty. All summer, outraged American citizens responding to Janet Napolitano's dream amnesty directive has been asking, why doesn't somebody take this to court? ICE agents have done just that, with a promise of help from Numbers USA, the nation's largest grassroots organization for enforcement of U.S. immigration laws. Continuing, Democrats undemocratically bring back God and Jerusalem. There's nothing like trying to reinsert language about God and Jerusalem that you removed and tried to put back to fix your broken image, only to be booed by your own Democratic delegates, who clearly aren't fans of either God or Jerusalem, to show the country what you, as a Democrat, socialist, communist, stand for. Watchman comment, they got caught, so they reversed gears, and still they got caught again. These communist, socialist Democrats are not too smart, are they? My. I heard a clip recently of Obama just saying all kinds of religious things. My. What is the truth anymore? It's pretty hard to tell if it's a Democrat. Continuing. Louisiana is investigating whether tar balls deposited on the Gulf of Mexico beaches by Hurricane Isaac were relics of the 2010 BP oil disaster. Government agencies and environmental groups reported weathered oil in areas which took the brunt of Hurricane Isaac, and which were also heavily damaged by the 4.9 million barrel gusher from BP's leaking oil well. I'd say there is a smoking gun, Garrett Graves, a coastal advisor to Louisiana's governor, Bobby Jindal, told news organizations. It's an area that experienced heavy oiling during the spill. Watchman comment, now do you believe me when I said they were lying about the cleanup so many times in my past programs? My. If those tar balls are still there, remnants of the oil, then the very dangerous chemical dispersant corrects it is still there, which made the tar balls in the first place. Seafood supper, anyone? Not me. And you can take that to the bank, as much as I love to have some lobster. Continuing. $83,046 for a 3-hour hospital visit. Why are hospital bills so outrageous? The fastest way to go broke in America is to go to your local hospital. These days, it seems like almost everyone has an outrageous hospital bill story to share, like that $83,000 one. For a 3-hour hospital visit. My. Is it getting to the point where most people are deathly afraid to go to the hospital? Sure it is. So why do we have to pay so much for medical care? Watchman comment, forget about how much money it costs. Weigh the cost to your health from unnecessary operations and the chance of acquiring a superbug from the hospital itself. Continuing. Did Obama just make a deal with Israel to delay the war with Iran until after the election? Barack Hussein Obama cares about Barack Obama far more than he does about either Israel or Iran. And as far as Barack Obama is concerned, delaying the coming war between Israel and Iran until after the election is what's best for Barack Obama. Just think about it. If Israel attacked Iran right now, who would that please? It would most likely please hardcore Republicans. And they are not going to vote for Obama, are they? And to independents and liberals, Obama would look like a guy that couldn't stop war from happening in the Middle East. The Israelis most likely do not want to go ahead with an attack on Iran without U.S. support. So it is quite possible it could be a win-win for Obama for Israel to not attack right now, except to those of us who are wise to his shenanigans. Continuing. An important paper by Leslie Carroll Botha hit the internet by storm. This revolutionary paper titled Unveiling the Culprit, Is Foreign DNA Contamination the Autistic Villain Behind the Biologic Vaccine Injuries? It is one of the first papers to discuss various foreign DNA fragments, otherwise known as recumbent DNA, being discovered in sick, disabled, and dying children after they have received various childhood vaccinations. Watchman comment, have you ever heard some things on TV where they talk about recumbent DNA and didn't know what it was? I did too, but apparently it's foreign DNA fragments. Continuing. Botha is a member of Truth About Gardasil and is one of six women who presented research and data to the FDA on the alarming statistics of Gardasil and cervix deaths, injuries, and harm in comparison to other vaccines. Even the American Biological Safety Association has classified the recombinant DNA as a biohazard and has outlined specific directives on the handling of such contaminants. Watchman comment, do you believe me now that these so-called safe vaccines contain dangerous contaminants? My, oh, my. If you don't by now, I don't know what to tell you. Continuing. Chemtrails that don't exist cost $5 billion a year to produce. The cost of a massive program to spray sun-dimming particles into the upper atmosphere in the name of halting global warming, a process some contend is already underway via chemtrails, has been valued at just below $5 billion a year. Watchman comment, no one knows for sure what might be in those chemtrails, but they cannot be good to breathe in, no matter what they might contain. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please get your pen and paper out and write signs spelled, are you ready? S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, abbreviate N-Y, Zip 13797. You may leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want, but I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep All Signs radio programs on the air. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, How Should We Fight? Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. People who fight fire with fire usually end up with ashes. How often when you are talking with people, do you know or do you feel you are right? Your idea, your position, your interpretation is just it, and you are ready to fight for it. The truth is, you should know better. But sometimes you just don't know better. I've been there, done that myself. You know what the Scripture teaches you, but you sometimes have to learn from your life experiences, don't you? Don't I? Don't we? That arguing, forcefulness, and violence in your own voice are almost guaranteed to start a futile, ugly war of words. People are naturally defensive and often naturally offensive. But you can be the one to break the pattern with a gentle answer. If your heart attitude is, come, let us reason together, hear each other out, respect each other, speak softly, and trust the Lord for the outcome. And your tone of voice carries the spirit of, I can actually help the other person to calm down and prevent a war. One of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. What a blessing. My dear listening friends, do you want to start a fight? Or finish one? That's even worse. To finish a fight, there is a right way. Just give a gentle answer and see what the Lord does. Now check these two verses out. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 4. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Now the next proverb verse of chapter 26, verse 5. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Watchman, do you think the Bible is confused? No, it's not. A wise person knows when to use verse 4 and not use verse 5, or vice versa. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen and amen. So you better get right and get it ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto you and unto the churches. Now I preached altar call in a church service by my good friend Pastor Moore.
When Jesus says, come up here, when Jesus says it's time for you to come home, are you going to be ready? Folks out there in Radio Land, are you ready? Because the time is getting short. The day is coming when Jesus Christ is going to come back for his people. But the day is also coming that he's going to call you home. He's going to call you out into eternity. Are you going to be ready to go when he calls you?
My friends, when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in right now today. Instead, you'll be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. I have canceled the repeat of tonight's program on Saturday mornings, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. WWCR, but it may be on one last time this week. With finances falling off, I just could not keep it on. I'm sorry. Then later on Saturday night, tune in to the Prophecy Power Half Hour at 9 p.m. Eastern on that powerful frequency, 4840, 9 p.m. Eastern, covering the whole world. You calculate your time. Saturday nights is my most listened to program, and it will continue to be on the air, I guarantee. Also, please pray about helping Wednesday nights to stay on the air. That one might need a little help. For more daily news in text form with pictures like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. All one word, just like it sounds, signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. Glad to have you aboard. Here is the address to write again. SIGNS. P.O. Box 122 LISLENY 13797.
Brother Johnson, this is Joe in Southern California. I hear you on 9350 at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. And I'm retired in Southern California, live on a ranch, and I listen to shortwave radio exclusively. I got rid of my TV because I didn't want to be culturally conditioned and brainwashed, and it's really hard here. And I got my King James Bible only. So keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Bye.
Awesome, brother. Thanks for that call. I very seldom hear from California. Keep me informed about what's going on out there, would you? I'd sure appreciate it. And hang on to that King James Bible. You're doing what you ought to do, my friend. Amen. Maranatha.
Jason here in Lithonia, Georgia. I just finished listening to your program. It's 4840. It sounds good here. Just calling in, checking in, letting you know that it sounds good here in Lithonia, Georgia. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother. You said you were stationed there in Georgia, so I assume you're in the service, and I sure did appreciate your call. I always support our service men and women. Amen. You guys keep us safe, and I sure do appreciate it. Are there any more service people out there to give me a call, men or women? I'd like to hear from you. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When you call or when you write, I'd sure appreciate it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. I'm always getting calls on Saturday, but how about you Wednesday night listeners? Anybody listening? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. Signs listeners are the best. They understand they get the true truth here on Signs Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.